The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington, or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. I mentioned that North Korea is sending letters now to a whole heap of, well, I suppose, nations with a stake in peace. That'd be all of them, wouldn't it? Condemning Donald Trump. Harley.
This is sobering stuff here from the CIA. Mike said North Korea is just months perfecting its nuclear weapons capabilities. And he said we ought to behave as if they're on the cusp of achieving that objective, the objective being to hit the United States. He also said there's a big difference between being able to fire a single nuclear missile and, you know, produce the numbers that, that it would take to be a serious threat.
Absolutely, yeah. I just repeat, North Korea, I think Trump, this is my view, has got this bloke on the run a bit. Otherwise, why would they be writing? They've taken this unprecedented step of writing to many countries, including our own Australian Parliament, in a letter that demonises President Trump and offers Australia assurances of its highest consideration and so on. I think basically they're doing some rethinking up there, Harley. Well done, Donald Trump. Now, George W. Bush is climbing into Donald Trump.
Well, he is. He's not at all happy with a lot of the things he's seeing. Doesn't think really that the president is, you know, comporting himself properly in the Oval Office. Doesn't like what he calls bullying and prejudice in our public life. He said it sets a national tone. It provides permission for cruelty and bigotry. And he says bigotry seems emboldened in this country. He also, you know, took a shot at the president's position on immigration, because remember, George W. was pretty soft on it. He said that they seem to have forgotten the dynamism that immigration's always brought to America. He said people of every race, religion, and ethnicity can be fully and equally American. I mean, it was the strongest criticism, even though he didn't mention Trump by name. There was no question who he was talking about, you know, that we've heard from any president. And George W. Bush was noted for being so quiet during the Obama years. He never really spoke out and criticized Obama, even though he definitely would have been opposed to most of what he was up to.
Weren't surprised that Donald, I've got to tell you. What's the story about the Aviation Authority? They're going to ban laptops from checked baggage.
Yeah, they don't want them in there anymore. They're talking about laptops, maybe cell phones and other devices that you could leave in your checked baggage because of the lithium-ion batteries that can overheat. And if they overheat in close proximity to an aerosol spray, the sort of thing you may have in your checked bags, they said it can cause an explosion capable of disabling an airliner's fire suppression system. That's a big deal.
So take them with you on the plane is what you do. Exactly. All right, Harley, now I'm going to be away for a week trying to sort of coach a rugby team, so we'll see you on my return.